from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What did you just tell me?
So, according to Nicole Auerbach, who just got a big promotion at NBC... Oklahoma State players for football will wear QR codes on the back of their helmets that link to a donations page for their NIL collective. So, you're telling me that Oklahoma State thinks that people are going to be watching their football games, see a QR code on the back of their helmets, which looks very small in the brief 2-second period where maybe the back of their helmet is shown, and they're going to pull out their phones and scan it just for the hell of it?
Why not?
And then
if
notice
they're big
that
enough
it's...
fans. I love this. I love everything that's happened with NIL and money, and I love the fact that coaches hate it and that it's complete chaos, because that's what they all deserve after decades and decades of cheating. I was just watching the Pony Express documentary, Craig James and Eric Dickerson. Now, they cheated out in the open, and they were going to cheat better than anybody else, and I love them for that. And what I don't love so much is that you go back to the John Wooden era UCLA Bruins, and that program cheated its ass off, and nobody ever talked about it because Wooden sort of turned a blind eye to a guy named Sam Gilbert. So nobody ever talked about the stereos and the airplane tickets and all the crap that they were doing back then with players to build the fabled UCLA dynasty. But man, they're sure happy to talk about SMU when some billionaire from Texas, pretty much out in the open, starts paying players tons of money. They're going to nail him to the wall, which is what they did. That program got the death penalty. But it was long before that that all the cheating started in college sports. All the payments started in what we called amateur sports. And this is the logical finish line to that unchecked cheating. And I love it. I can't tell you how much I love it. Every time a new story arises where it's Mike Gundy saying, oh, that's it for you guys with NIL now. Well, you can get back to it in December. Meanwhile, Oklahoma says we're going to put these codes on the back of
Oklahoma
guys.
State. No, it's Gundy. Oklahoma State.
What?
Yes.
He just said 2 days ago that they're not going to do any more NIL stuff. Right?
Well, apparently he was lying.
Oh, this is tremendous. This is even better.
Maybe when he said they weren't going to do any more NIL stuff, after this, that hasn't already been announced.
This is absolutely incrinculent. I mean...
Yeah, Gundy to players, quit calling for more money 2 days ago. Well, yesterday, ESPN put this video out there.
That is truly amazing.
Oh, and there's a statement from Mike Gundy.
What did he say?
He has a change of tune. This is a revolutionary step forward to help keep Oklahoma State football ahead of the game. It gives a chance for everyday fans across the world to have a real impact when it comes to supporting the NIL efforts for Cowboy football. I'm thrilled about this opportunity for our players. What a flip-flopper, like a teeter-totter going back and forth on this crap.
Is he a beauty, that guy? The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, my intergalactically read mailbag at the Post-Gazette. Paul is not here to indulge me. Ron certainly isn't. He's drinking in Florida as we speak. So it's me in city limits. A man named Paul Christopher. Which team wins more games in September? Pitt football or the Steelers? Pitt has 3 of 4 games at home. Steelers 3 of 4 on the road. Pitt plays Kent State at Cincy, which is supposed to be horrible this season, West Virginia, and Youngstown State. The Steelers play at Atlanta, at Denver, home against the Chargers, and at Indy. Who are you picking to have more wins at the end of September, little limitless wonder?
So Kent State is August 31st. Are we including it as September, even though it's the last day of August?
Can you believe this guy, Ron?
I'm going to say,
I love that quote. By the end of September, who has more wins?
Oh, by the end of September.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My God, the technicalities that you get involved in.
I think Pitt football does. I think they win 3 out of 4. They beat Youngstown State, they beat Kent State, and they beat Cincinnati. I don't know about West Virginia. It's up in the air.
Okay. How about the other guys? What are they going to have?
The Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll also have 3 wins.
See, that's what I said. I said each would have 2, but then I chickened out of the question. So then I said, if I have to pick one, I'm picking Pitt to have 3 and the Steelers 2. You think they're going to have 3? I think the Steelers lose at Atlanta.
I think they beat Atlanta.
I think they lose. God, you have to. What if they start 0-2?
You buying into Bo Nix?
No, I think they lose at Atlanta and at Indy. Because I think they get outcoached like they did last year, losing to a backup quarterback at Indy. And I think they beat Denver and the Chargers.
You ready for this hot take?
No, wait. Yeah, they're going to win the Russell Wilson Bowl. That's going to be unbelievable.
You ready for this hot take?
Yeah.
I think they're going to start 3-1 and win all 3 road games and lose the 1 home game.
Holy horse.
They will lose the Chargers game at home. They will beat the Falcons, Broncos, and Colts on the road.
That's a horrible take.
I don't think the Colts are that good. I don't believe in Anthony Richardson.
I do, actually. I think Anthony Richardson's going to be good, and I think that guys who can run around like that can give the Steelers problems.
Well, they can hone in and contain Lamar Jackson as well as anybody in the league, the best of anybody in the league, so what makes you think they can't control other running quarterbacks?
Because I've seen other running quarterbacks run on them.
Like who?
I don't know.
Justin Fields?
All right, you want me to go back? I need my second Paul pause. I'm going to use both my Paul pauses because he's going to...
Now, if it's a very good Paul pause, you gain a third Paul pause. It's like a challenge. If you win both your challenges, or I guess one challenge now,
all right,
you get a third.
Do you want me to travel back to every season against running quarterbacks, how they do?
No.
Okay,
just
then
recency.
I won't. Recency bias. How about Josh Allen in the old playoff game? Think they did a good job honing him in the playoff game?
I don't
when he's running untouched for 45 yards for a
that
touchdown?
That was bad. I remember that
I get
vividly.
Another Paul pause, don't I? I think so.
Yeah, you get another Paul pause.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't consider him a running quarterback, though. I think of him more of a pocket passer.
That's just not true. I hate to say that.
Josh Allen?
I watch every Bills game there is. He's their lead running back. I think he might be the best running quarterback in football, and I know there's Lamar Jackson and there's Justin Fields.
Do you consider Patrick Mahomes a running quarterback?
No, but he certainly can run when he wants.
He can.
And make things happen. Okay, let's go to last year with some running quarterbacks. I already disproved it, didn't I?
I think Josh Allen is a mobile quarterback.
Remember when they couldn't stop Anthony Brown? At the end of the game here a couple of years ago.
Who was that, the Ravens guy?
Yeah, their backup guy. Yeah.
Their backup guy.
That's right. Who beat them? Was Kyler Murray in the game when they lost to Arizona last year?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. I think it was Kyler Murray that beat them. So, yeah, I guess my point is disproven. It's just Lamar Jackson. They just have his number significantly.
I don't know if it's disproven. Maybe I overdid it. And now I feel
they've
ashamed.
Done pretty well containing running quarterbacks, though, and not letting them beat them, other than...
No, they haven't.
The worst example is obviously the Terrell Pryor Oakland game, but that was, what, 10 years ago now?
At least 10 years ago. I don't know, man. Well, Gardner Minshew, he had 2 carries for 0 yards. I can't use him. Do I use... All right, I'm out of Paul pauses here. No more.
You gained one if you want to use it.
I'll use it in the 1 o'clock hour. What was that question? Oh, who would have more?
Who would have more wins after the first month of the season, Pitt or the Steelers?
We really haven't talked much college football. We have to start on that.
We
don't
do.
We'll get Zeiss.
It starts
back
next
in.
Week.
That's in his wheelhouse
well,
for sure.
Technically, it starts this week. There's a Florida State, I think, is playing in Dublin. Are they playing Notre Dame in Dublin? Somebody's playing in Dublin.
I don't know.
Why did you use one of my Paul pauses right now?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe Turek asks, why does Ben Cherington refuse to call up any useful prospects instead of Alika Williams, Jiwon Bayit, etc.? I basically asked Shelty that, didn't I, today? And I don't even remember what he said.
It's Florida State and Georgia Tech, by the way.
Thank you. I don't remember what he said. He kind of talked around it a little bit, I think. Get the guys up here who you're going to depend on. He said Billy McKinney was a better fit. Billy McKinney is older than Ron.
And he was talking about guys that weren't added to the 40-man roster. It's not that hard to get rid of a guy that's struggling as poorly.
In fact, they should do that. Get rid of some of these one-year-old guys. And let somebody else maybe pick them up, and let's get some of these young kids up here and look at them.
DFA Michael A. Taylor. Why not? Or place a Josh Palacios on the 60-day injured list if it could be a possibility.
Yeah, get a look at Nick York.
They're completely fine.
Billy Cook.
DFAing Ryder Ryan for the second time. They optioned him like 6 times this season.
Another look at Hank Davis. Come on. What are we doing here? A man named Jack Hammer. Get it?
Says, very nice.
With the current logjam within the Penguins roster, what is the likelihood we see any moves of significant happening before the start of camp? Wonder Twin? You're not going to use a Paul pause, are you?
No, I'd say not that significant. I really just don't see much of a big move coming. And if it would have, it would have been made by now. If the only big move would be Jari.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said. I said, I suppose Dubas could surprise us, Dr. Hammer, but I think his team is on the floor, so to speak. That's what I think. And then a man named Bibble asks, Can we start calling Andy Haynes Bat Canada?
I think it's overdue.
I think that's pretty good. Do you?
It's very good.
You don't seem that happy with it.
I think a texter texted it in.
Yeah, you didn't laugh when it happened, so you must not like it.
I'm sorry. But Ron thought it was funny. That's all that matters.
I think Bat Canada is a great nickname.
Bat Canada.
Should they start chanting that at the Pirate game?
Bat Canada?
That's how you would react the first time around. Did you get it the first time? It's okay if you didn't. I never get jokes.
No, I did not get it the first time at all.
Really?
No, I did not.
Well, that explains everything.
Yes.
And thank you for being man enough to admit that now.
I will preach honesty as much as I can.
But you didn't there because you went with it for a minute.
That's why I said as much as I can.
I think Bibble is onto something here with Andy Haynes as Bat Canada. What a nice man he seems like, huh? And last and least, a man named Donald says, at what date do you start to get worried about the Crosby contract situation? I hear everyone say, he's not playing anywhere else. But we've thought that about other athletes in the past, says Donald. Wonder Twin, what do you say?
I am 5% concerned with the Sidney, maybe 8.7% concerned with the Sidney Crosby dilemma that's going on right now. He's going to sign. I think that the holdup maybe at this point is one of two things. Either Crosby is mulling how many years he wants to play, and he doesn't want to sign for too long because it would be a dead cap hit for the Penguins if he retired, and then they'd have to have a couple additional years. So I think it's probably that. And maybe Kyle Dubas is working on something where it might not be that significant, but something where it could fluctuate what happens with the Penguins financially, and maybe Crosby willing to accept whatever move that would be to improve the team is okay with taking less money for maybe this year and maybe be backloading the contract with more money. So I think it's one of those two things.
It could be. I'm not that concerned about it. As I told Pomp, I think some of this is people are wanting to create a delay when it might not even be a delay. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with Sid Summer. If he's, I don't know what he's, maybe they're just going to do it when they get back to Pittsburgh. What's wrong with that?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know he's been in the city a couple times, though, I thought, right? Skating and at different events and stuff like that. So could it have happened then?
But what I will say and what I said, what I said to Donald was, the one thing that does stick way in the back of my mind is, when was it they changed ownership? 5 years ago? Seinfeld says when we get to this age, everything happened, quote, about 5 years ago. That's when it happened. I talked to somebody who had been in the organization for a very long time at a high-level job. He said that with this new ownership, it's suddenly way more of a corporate feel and that Pittsburgh prefers more of a family feel. And I agree with that. I do. And something just makes me wonder, does Sid agree with that way back in his mind? You know, something doesn't feel right with Mario not around. It just doesn't.
Not at all.
Just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel Penguins, you know?
And it really hasn't since. They haven't won a playoff series with the Fenway Sports Group here. It seems like Mario is disconnected. Like, I truly wonder.
Well, he is completely disconnected.
Yeah, completely. How? He's not involved at all. I wonder what he thinks of that. Because wasn't he supposed to still be a part of this?
Maybe Sid can be a part owner.
Yeah, like a minority ownership fashion. Mario still has some control of the team.
No, he doesn't.
It's like
not really.
Fenway obviously has the biggest control, but he is still a partner in the group, right?
I'm not even sure about that at this point. I don't know. He's just completely disassociated with the Penguins, and it doesn't feel right. Something just feels very cold and corporate about the Penguins right now. I think that's a fact. That doesn't even feel like an opinion. Does any fan disagree with that?
No, I fully agree.
Now, winning cures all. If they come in and they win with that group, then nobody gives a crap, right? But it's exacerbated by the losing and maybe contributing. I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I'd love to tell you if I did, but that's just the feel of it. And I would bet that most fans feel the same way. It feels a little bit disconnected in Penguins country these days. Less of a family, more of a corporation. Do you agree with that, Wonder Twin?
I do, because the most beloved player in franchise history who saved the organization is now no longer a part of it. Whether that's just business being business, or whether it being just on Mario's own accord, which, I mean, it was. He wasn't forced to sell or anything like that. It just, it feels like kind of an estranged family. And I don't think I use that word properly, but you know what I mean. Where people are just kind of pushed to the side a little bit. It's not the same lovey feeling anymore. The wins isn't there. It doesn't feel right. And I think that maybe is a part of this, maybe not the number one factor, obviously, but everything comes together to form problems, and I think it's a couple layers of it.
All right. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Chevy Summer Drive continues up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with cloudy skies. Do we have Michael McHenry coming up next?
It's not looking great. I'm going to give him a call, but we'll find out.
In that case, let's get back to Steeler vibe. After all these changes, some of them quite dramatic, are we just right back where we always are? You tell me out there, what's the vibe? It feels to me like the entire football world has the Steelers pegged as a fringe playoff team with no hope of a championship. And this is now going to be, if that happens, maybe 8 years without a playoff win? And it feels like most of the developments this preseason have been negative.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.